There's a lot of different kind of Kias in the world. A lot of Kias.
Yeah.
There's Kia automobiles. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. IKEA furniture. Nokia cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great Kias out there.
Absolutely.
But I think my favorite kind of Kia is the one that works here on this morning show.
Aww.
Yeah.
Look at that. You just beat out IKEA.
That's wow. The nicest thing he's ever said to me.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Our morning show intern, Kia. What's not to like about her?
Mm-hmm.
She's pocket size.
She's tiny.
She is. She's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm. I like that her size is the first thing.
I like small people. I'm a small dude. Anybody smaller than me, I like.
You can see eye to eye with them. It
makes me feel powerful. Anyway, she's also single and on the hunt for love, fellas.
Yeah. Whoa. That was a studio tiger?
That was an actual recording
she's
of her.
Recently single, and she's been telling us about her love life since she went through a breakup, and now she's back on the market. So how's the hunt for love going, Kia?
Well, as you know, I went on the date with the puppy-kicking palm reader guy.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah, he wanted to kick puppies. He couldn't stop himself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Figure out why he didn't get another date with him.
If that sounds like a weird description to you, go back and listen to the podcast on our website, RickandJubalRadio.com, of Kia talking about her last date. The guy wants to kick puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was scheduled for a second date with a different guy.
Oh, thank God.
But a couple of things turned me off, and I canceled it.
Okay.
So the first thing is I went out to brunch with a friend earlier this week, and we got mimosas, which I posted on my Instagram story.
Yeah. Nice.
And he replied, "It's barely 10 a.m. and went on to talk about how he's a big supporter of day drinking and how nobody's ever been hurt by a little bit of alcohol. And so I just got the feeling that he's a really heavy drinker.
Possibly,
yeah.
I thought he was judging you for drinking mimosas at 10 a.m., but it sounds like he was like, you should have started that at 7 in the morning, not 10.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
And why isn't it straight vodka? What are you doing with this champagne stuff?
What's this diluted stuff?
I think that's a good way to read it.
There was this other turnoff, though, too. He had posted this video on Instagram. He was at some restaurant, and there was a dog licking another dog, but he captioned it, "How I'm trying to be with someone's daughter." And, well, you know, I'm someone's daughter.
Yeah,
no.
I'm someone's daughter, but I'm not trying to be like that.
That's funny, but
it's not it's
funny,
a bit much.
Not funny when I'm trying to go out with him.
No.
It's almost creepier than just sending a junk pic.
Yeah.
Sending a picture of two animals getting it on. And then being like, I like this.
There are other guys, though, that get really angry at me for not responding immediately.
Oh.
They'll be like, I guess you're not interested.
Oh, I know.
I
feel so sorry for not even just single women on social media, but just women, because it's like your inbox all day long is just dudes being like, hey, what's up? And then you don't respond, and then it's just like, well, you're fat anyway, stupid. Not wanting to respond to me. And then like a couple months goes by, and then they're back in there like, hey, so sorry about that last comment.
The follow-up of, you haven't responded, you're probably not interested. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Well,
that's
you're
not
stupid
a question.
You're stuck up. It's like, no, or I don't want you to bug me, dude.
I mean, overall, I guess it's not going terrible, but it's just not going great.
Right.
It sounds pretty terrible.
You know,
I mean, you deserve more.
Kia, I've been thinking a lot about you and your dating life. Like,
okay.
An unhealthy amount. I've been thinking a lot about it.
Sure, I
So I actually looked at your Tinder profile.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I think maybe you're not attracting the right type of guy. Because your profile is terrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's so bad?
How did you
about
find it?
Huh?
You're on Tinder too? You're
only for
fan.
Kia.
Oh,
like I said, it's unhealthy how much I'm thinking. I was like, I had to find Kia's Tinder profile. I've taken notes and I've got some notes for you, Kia.
Okay.
First of all, your profile picture is it's just okay.
Okay.
It's a photo of you standing on a bridge smiling.
Yeah, it sounds like it. She's a very pretty girl.
I mean, problems with that. One, everybody knows that bridges claim desperation.
What? No one has ever said that.
You ask any dating expert, they say never put a bridge in your profile picture.
I'm at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Nope, don't do it.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
Desperate.
Bridge of desperation.
Yeah. And two, there's like trees and stuff around you. It's a nice calming scene. But I think you want to show people that you can be cool under pressure. More than just like a relaxing bridge tree scene, you know?
So what are you thinking? Like she posts a
what
police
type of picture
profile
should I
pic?
Change it?
Well, I'm thinking you still keep a smile, you know, looking like you do, just calm, but we Photoshop you in front of some natural disasters or something.
Like
a building's burning, a terrible earthquake, and it's you in front of it. So it's like, wow, she's a cool chick. She doesn't freak out, you know?
She doesn't freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses any opportunity to take a great selfie.
Exactly.
It's a tornado behind her.
I mean, the lighting was great.
Yeah.
I think that's some solid advice. Thanks.
Also, in your profile, you ask for guys to send their best pickup lines to you, and I think that is a horrible idea.
Really ask for that?
Okay.
Because it's
don't
funny.
Ask for, no,
in my
asking
defense,
for...
I can weed out the pervs that way. Like, if they send me a pervy one, or a, if they send me one that I already know the answer to, I don't even let them continue. Yeah, but, I just reply with the answer.
But any guy with a pickup line ready is not the guy you want to date.
No, I think you ask for their last tax return.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay.
Send me your last tax return.
I'm down for
that's
that.
That's a good idea.
And then you can you have two kids that you claim too. That's okay.
No, then
more.
You just follow it up with asking for a credit report as well.
Credit score?
Really important in life.
I had a conversation with a guy yesterday about our credit scores,
no
actually.
Really?
We didn't say them, but we were like, oh yeah, very into like maintaining a good credit score.
Go on a date with him. Why are you not dating him?
You need all the financials on these dudes. Three, another note that I have is your interests on Tinder is getting boba, taking naps, dancing, and playing volleyball.
That sounds awesome.
Right? Those are cool.
Those are great.
But you got to spice up the way you say it, you know?
How should I say
it? Use different adjectives. Instead of boba, say chunky drink. Like, I thirst for chunky drink. That's mysterious. I'd be like, what is chunky drink?
Pickup line, I think that's a really bad idea.
Instead of naps, you could describe that more excitingly, too. Like, I like giving my bed a workout.
What?
Right?
Oh.
You're making your bed work when you're napping.
That is not, no.
Instead of dancing, use the word gyrating.
Oh, gosh.
And instead of volleyball, maybe slamming balls on hardwood floors.
Okay.
Don't ever say slamming balls.
Chunky drink, give my bed a workout, and gyrating while slamming balls on a hardwood floor.
She's going to end up arrested.
I'm aroused.
You'll get a lot of responses to that.
I will see if those work.
Okay, keep us updated. Hopefully you change that profile. Trust me, I'm an expert. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.